Hi and welcome to Recap Revision. This episode is going to be about magnetism and electromagnetism. The poles of a magnet are the places where the magnetic forces are strongest. Magnetic materials are attracted by a magnet. When two magnets are brought close to each other, they exert a force on each other. Two like poles repel each other, and two unlike poles attract each other. Magnetic forces of attraction and repulsion are examples of non-contact forces. There are two types of pole, North Pole and South Pole. A North Pole is short for a North-seeking pole, and South Pole is short for a South-seeking pole. A North-seeking pole of a magnet points north, and a South-seeking pole of a magnet points south. If a magnet is suspended, it points along the north-south direction. A permanent magnet produces its own magnetic field. It always has a north and a south pole, and if you have two permanent magnets, you'll be able to show that they can repel each other as well as attract. An induced magnet is a material that becomes magnetic when it is placed in a magnetic field. It loses its magnetism when it's removed from the field. An induced magnet is always attracted to a permanent magnet, because the induced magnet is magnetised in the direction of the magnetic field. The region around a magnet, where a force acts on another magnet or a magnetic material, is called a magnetic field. Remember, the most common magnetic materials are iron, steel, cobalt, and nickel. The strength of the magnetic field depends on the distance from the magnet. The field is strongest near to the poles of the magnet. We can use magnetic field lines to represent a magnetic field. The field lines always start at a north pole and finish at a south pole. When the lines are close together, the field is strong. The further apart they are, the weaker the field is. The direction of a magnetic field can be found using a small plotting compass. The compass needle always points along the direction of the field. We can also use a compass to help us navigate. The Earth has a magnetic field. The north-seeking pole of the magnet points towards magnetic north. The north pole of the compass is attracted towards a south-seeking pole at magnetic north. You'll need to know about these diagrams and how to draw magnetic fields. It will be best if you research this for yourself. Remember, a careless mistake is to draw two magnetic field lines crossing each other. This cannot be right, as it would mean a compass has to point two ways at once. Field lines never cross. When a current flows through a conducting wire, a magnetic field is produced around the wire. The strength of the field depends on the size of the current through the wire and is weaker further away from the wire. You could draw the pattern of magnetic field lines surrounding a wire on paper, for example. When the current flows into the paper, the field lines are clockwise, and when the current flows out of the paper, the field lines are anti-clockwise. You can also work out which direction the magnetic field lines go in by using the right-hand grip rule. When you put your thumb along the direction of the current in a wire, your fingers point in the direction of the magnetic field around the wire. A solenoid is a long coil of wire, and the magnetic field that is produced by a current flowing through that long coil of wire is shown. The magnetic field has a similar shape to that of a bar magnet. A solenoid's magnetic field can be increased by increasing the current, using more turns of wire, putting the turns closer together, or putting an iron core in the middle of the solenoid. An example of an electromagnet in action might be that there is an iron core which is an induced magnet, which is magnetised when a current flows through the coils. However, when the current is switched off, the magnet loses its magnetism, and all the iron filings attracted before fall off. When a conductor carrying a current is placed in a magnetic field, The magnet producing the field and the conductor exert a force on each other. This is called the motor effect. The size of the force on the wire depends on the strength of the magnetic field from the magnet, the size of the current, and the length of the wire between the poles of the magnet. We can use the left-hand rule, which allows us to predict the direction of the force on the wire. Firstly, you have to arrange your thumb, first finger and second finger on your left hand so that they are at right angles to each other. With your thumb straight up in the air, your first finger straight out in front of you, and your second finger bent to the right. The first finger points in the direction of the magnetic field, north to south. The second finger points in the direction of the current. Then the thumb points along the direction of the force that causes the wire to move. This rule works when the current and field are at right angles to each other. When the field and current are parallel to each other, the force on the wire is zero. You can use the left-hand rule to predict that the direction of the force is reversed if the magnetic field is reversed and the current direction is reversed. We represent magnetic fields by drawing lines that show the direction of a force on a north pole. These field lines are formally known as lines of magnetic flux. We show stronger magnets by drawing more lines of flux in a given area. The strength of the magnetic force is determined by the flux density. Flux density is the number of lines of flux in a given area. The force of a wire of a certain length carrying a certain current at right angles to a magnetic field is given by the equation force equals magnetic flux density times current times length, and magnetic flux density is measured in Tesla. Carrying a current in a magnetic field tends to rotate. This is the basis of an electric motor. For example, you may have one force acting on the wire upwards on one side of the coil and a downwards force acting on the other side of the wire. These forces cause the coil to rotate in a certain direction, and you can use the left-hand rule to check the direction of the force. The coil, however, stops rotating when it is vertical because the two magnetic forces lie on the same vertical line. One part of the design of the motor that allows the coil to keep turning is a split ring commutator. A split ring commutator allows the direction of the current in the coil to reverse once the coil passes the vertical position. Now the forces act to keep the coil rotating in the same direction. This will be easy to understand if you research the diagram of an electric motor online. Loudspeakers and headphones use the motor effect to convert variations in current in electrical circuits to the pressure variations in sound waves. Take the example of a moving coil loudspeaker. When the current in one side of the coil flows into the paper, the current in the lower side or other side flows out of the paper. Using the left-hand rule, you can check that both sides experience a force in one direction. When the current reverses, both sides experience a force in the other direction. An alternating current causes the loudspeaker coil and paper cone to vibrate and set up sound waves. Once again, this will be easier to understand if you research this online. When a conducting wire moves through a magnetic field, a potential difference is induced across the ends of the wire. This is called an induced potential difference. A potential difference is also induced if a magnetic field changes around a stationary conducting wire. If the wire is part of a complete circuit, the potential difference will cause a current in the circuit. This is an induced current. Inducing a potential difference or a current in this way is called the generator effect, because this is how we generate electricity. We can investigate the size and direction of induced potential differences in current by moving a wire through magnets. First, the wire must be moved up and down at right angles to the lines of magnetic flux. If the wire is moved parallel to the field lines, there will be no current. The induced current is increased when the wire is moved faster and when stronger magnets are used. The direction of the induced current is reversed when the direction of movement is reversed or the direction of the magnetic field is reversed. An induced current generates a magnetic field that opposes the original change, either the movement of the conductor or the change in magnetic field. For example, if a north pole is pushed towards a solenoid, the induced current produces a north pole at the left-hand end of the solenoid. The induced magnetic field opposes the movement of the magnet, and a force acts to the left. If a north pole is pulled away from the solenoid, the induced current produces a south pole at the end of the solenoid. The induced magnetic field opposes the movement of the magnet, and so a force acts to the right. Therefore, when a current is induced, we must work against an opposing force. A coil can be used to generate an alternating potential difference. This is called an alternator. An alternator has an axle and a coil between two magnets, as well as two slip rings connected to an oscilloscope. The alternating potential difference can be recorded on an oscilloscope. The coil is vertical at the times where the induced potential difference is shown to be zero. The coil is horizontal at the times where there are peaks and troughs, but the sides of the coil are moving in different directions at different times, so the potential differences have different signs. The size of the induced potential difference can be increased by rotating the coil faster, using stronger magnets, putting more turns of wire in the coil, and wrapping the wire around a soft iron core. A dynamo generates direct current. The design is similar to an alternator, but it has a split ring commutator, which ensures that the current always flows the same way around the coil. In a moving coil microphone, the sound waves reach the diaphragm and cause it to vibrate. The diaphragm is attached to a small coil that vibrates in a magnetic field. An alternating potential difference is induced across the coil. This can be amplified to drive a current through a loudspeaker so we can hear the sound. A transformer is made by putting two coils of wire onto an iron core. Iron is used for the transformer core because it is easily magnetised. Transformers work using an alternating supply only. An alternating current supplied to the primary coil produces a changing magnetic field. The iron core links the changing magnetic field to the secondary coil, which induces an alternating potential difference in that coil. This is like moving a magnet in and out of a coil. If a direct current is supplied to the primary coil, the magnetic field is constant. A potential difference is not induced in the secondary coil. This is like leaving a magnet stationary in a coil. Transformers are useful because they allow us to change the potential difference of an alternating current supply. When there are more turns on the secondary coil than on the secondary voltage is greater than the primary one. This is a step-up transformer. When there are fewer turns on the secondary coil than on the primary one, the secondary voltage is less than the primary. This is a step-down transformer. Therefore, the rule for calculating the potential differences in a transformer is primary voltage divided by secondary voltage is equal to the primary number of turns divided by the secondary number of turns. Transformers transfer power from the primary coil to the secondary coil very efficiently. For a transformer that is 100% efficient, power input to the primary coil is equal to the power output from the secondary coil. Therefore, the primary voltage times the primary current is equal to the secondary voltage times the secondary current. When electricity is transmitted around the country, it is stepped up to a very high voltage. When power is transmitted at a high voltage, the current flowing in the power lines is lower. With a low current in the power lines, much less power is wasted, so when the current is low, much less energy is dissipated. Thank you for listening to this recap revision podcast on magnetism and electromagnetism.